Good morning. You're on TalkBack.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's Sam again.
Hi.
Morning.
I have a question for you. I want to know, do you guys think it's important that politicians are honest in their communications with the people they claim to represent?
Of course.
Okay. I need to point out, Cynthia, that the New Hampshire Senator, Molly Kelly, got on your radio show about 2 months ago and said that she would meet with any constituents or any people, supporters, whatever, that wanted to talk to her and sit down and discuss things, issues about the city or whatever, and that she was on a listening tour and would meet with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I called her. I left voicemails. I talked to the person at the State House who told me she talked to Molly Kelly and extended the offer that I made, which was to set up, meet anytime that she was available, to sit down and ask her some questions and film them and put it on Cheshire TV and so forth. And she has flat out refused to call back or acknowledge me or anything. So, you know, she said that she would meet with anybody, and clearly her actions are showing otherwise. And I think the reason that that's happening, and what you guys were talking about, is with broadcast TV earlier and how it's dying off. And the FCC, one of the FCC chairmen, actually agrees with you and says that it's the government regulations that are killing it. The government trying to regulate morality and control the population into thinking a certain way, and that's sort of backfired on them. And broadcast TV, that's subject to all the regulations, has died because people have said, no, we're old enough and we're capable of making our own choices about the kind of adult content and things that we want to see. And the government is here just presenting this red-blue paradigm, and I think that's what a lot of politicians depend on, is being able to get up and say, well, you either need to accept government solution proposed by the Democrats to this problem, or the government solution proposed by the Republicans to this problem. But there are people like me and people on the Internet who are able to see the larger picture and ask the question, is government in the best position to solve this problem in the first place? And I don't think politicians really have an answer for that. And it's just like this morning, you know, I asked you guys with Ken if I had video evidence and documentation of one of the Keene police officers committing perjury on the stand. Would you want to see it? And y'all's answer was, well, we have a difference of opinion.
Right.
It's amazing.
Well, we're going to have Molly Kelly on the first Saturday in February, so that would be a good time for you to call and bring this up to her.
I will.
So,
thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. You're on TalkBack.
Good morning. How are you?
Morning.
Fine. How are you?
Good. Great. It's a beautiful day here in Paradise in Keene, and I think Willard Scott would probably agree, unless he knew the new jail was coming.
Colder than Dutch Love, but...
I have a question for both of you wonderful folks this morning, as well as the audience. I keep hearing a lot of talk around the area here, around the county, not just in Keene, but in all over the place. You know, are people going to be? I want to pose a couple of questions. First question is, are people going to withhold a portion of their taxes this year? You know, for the jail, I just keep hearing, you know. Or are they going to be withholding all of them? I keep hearing all these people saying they're going to vote with their wallet, and I don't know. I keep hearing talk about this being organized, and I don't know if it. I haven't heard a website or anything like that I can go to. If anybody knows about that, where we can get together, I'm all for it.
I have not heard, and I speak strictly for myself. Some people have called in occasionally. One or two people have called into this show and said, "Well, you know, we're going to withhold our taxes."
That might have been me.
But as far as I know, there is no movement afoot to actually do that. I have not been contacted, nor has anyone I know been contacted about it. And I suspect that you could get into some legal difficulties if you didn't pay your taxes.
You'll have a lien on your property.
Right.
I would certainly recommend against it.
Well, I think what I've heard, and I don't know, is I guess that everybody who decides they're going to participate in this, and I don't know anything about this yet, because they're so opposed to this jail fiasco, debacle, whatever you want to call it, is that they're gonna have a voluntary contribution of a dollar or something like that on a website, and everybody's going to have their own attorney, and there are ways that they can, or not their own attorney, but there's going to be like one attorney that represents a pile of people. But I don't know. I haven't heard any real plans. I just want to know if somebody's doing it. I don't have the ability ability to do it myself, or else I would. I'd also like to know, I keep hearing all these things. I think what they're going to do is with that jail in Westmoreland is still keep it, and I think they're going to. I think it's they're going to try and put some. There's probably been plans for that place to be a juvenile hall or something like that. They're going to, it's a losing proposition. Everybody is outraged about it, and everybody says, oh well, you didn't vote. Well, I voted, and I certainly think that the people who didn't vote probably are disillusioned at this point in time, and I'm probably getting on board with them at this point in time. I think voting is done. I'm pretty much tired of it because people kind of do what they want to do. And the same thing with this master plan. I don't know all the details, and I don't really care to know all the details at this point anymore. I think it's got an eerie sounding name. It should be Master's Plan or something. I don't know. But anyway, I just want to pose that question. I tune in with you guys every week. If we don't hear anything this week, maybe we'll hear something next week. I'd love to know anything about that from any of the audience, as well as local currency. If there's somebody coming up with a local currency, I really want to hear about that as well.
What does that mean?
Like a local currency, there's like the Berkshire down in western Massachusetts. Not that we want to do anything like Massachusetts does, but in Ithaca, New York, they have the Ithaca Hour, and they have a local currency. As the federal government continues to deflate the dollar value and make us just like every other country in the world and ruin the wealth and steal the wealth from us and give it to people like Ben Bernanke and Obama and the people they all serve, and Bush. This isn't a right-wing radio show. I don't believe in that left-right paradigm either, like that guy Sam who called in earlier, who I love to hear call in. And that guy who called in about the jail a moment ago, I love hearing him, too. But anyway, as they continue to deflate the value of the dollar, and California wanting $20 billion more, they don't even have to run the printing presses anymore. Bernanke just adds zeros. We're getting into big, big trouble, and as they continue to wreck the economy even worse.
Right. So what is the currency?
And this is all gossip, I guess. I don't know if it's a rumor mill or what it is. I just keep hearing so and so, and I don't have any proof of it. I want to know if anybody has anything. It's a silver-backed currency or a gold-backed currency, something like that. That will save Keene, and that's going to save this area. I care about the people here. I care about what's going on here. The federal government, they don't care one rat's butt.
Why wouldn't you use a barter system as opposed to a local currency?
That's great. I want to know about. I've heard about that too, but very little. I just keep hearing through the rumor mill, and I think it'd be wonderful. I think that's going to be great for the local economy.
You know, I'm reading a biography of Andrew Jackson and the troubles that occurred on a federal level with the disunion movement of the South Carolinians and John Calhoun. And your arguments are so close to the nullification moves in South Carolina that extended out and ultimately moved into civil war three decades later.
Well, we're headed there too right now.
Oh God, I hope not.
Yeah, I do too. But the federal government continues to aggress against the people, in so many ways. So with the new TSA thing and everything, and controlling everything and everybody.
Back then,
Hitler's Germany.
Back then, the argument for union was to protect trade so that you could trade with North Carolina, could trade with Texas, and Texas could trade with New Hampshire.
Right.
And you weren't able to do that if the union had been nullified. You would have a bunch of petty states that would have to be responsible to raise their own defense forces, that would have to have their own currencies. I can't imagine a country with a different currency in every single municipality. That's absurd. It couldn't possibly work.
That's the right direction. That's how people can keep their freedoms and their wealth locally and help each other and be more responsible to their neighbors.
I can't imagine anything more disruptive to trade.
So if I wanted to go to Brattleboro, they wouldn't accept my money?
Oh, I don't know. I think that would have to be up to Brattleboro. I'm sure it would be. I don't think that. I think what we've lost, and Jackson wasn't the good guy I used to think he is either, by the way.
Well,
Jackson wasn't defending
him.
Yeah, okay.
Nobody cares because he's dead.
Long since.
He sold out a lot to us, to our to our ancestors as well. That here on the on this continent we supposedly conquered. I'm all for local economy, local freedoms. I do believe it is a solution. I have no use for the federal government whatsoever. No, I do not even.
Best defense for union.
Right.
More than anything else, really. And international commerce as well.
Right. So I think that's very important. But currencies, I can't imagine having. Good morning, you're on TalkBack.
Good morning. It's Ian from FreeKing.com. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Super. I wanted to address some of the objections that Nat and yourself had brought up in regards to what the gentleman earlier was talking about, a general concept of declaring independence and seceding from the federal government, which I think is really the only way that any problems can be solved, because the federal government just is the source of a lot of this country's problems. You mentioned concerns about currency and a lack of defense, that you'd have to raise your own defense forces. And I wanted to point out that there are other countries in the world, like Switzerland, where essentially their population is its defense. And New Hampshire is a fairly well-armed state. There are plenty of people here that have access to firearms and know how to use them. So I wouldn't be too concerned about the whole defense issue. Besides that, the federal government doesn't defend you. It goes around the world and kills people. So there's no real defense to be found there. And even if they were to be on the defensive, which they've not been, I don't think, ever, even if they were to be on the defensive, then they wouldn't be defending you. They'd be defending their installations, their bases, and their people.
But their installations, their bases, and their people are our installations, our bases, and our people.
No, they're not mine. I don't want to have anything to do with their violence.
But they're mine.
Yep. They're killing people. Do you want them to kill people in your name, Cynthia?
It depends on who the person is they're killing.
All right. Well, thanks so much.
Okay. Thank you for calling.